Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome you to Crown Talk and Drums. Friday evening, keeping it real, the three apostles. And tonight, we're going to be dealing with the scripture. And hopefully, this discussion tonight will shed some light and bring some comfort to what people see that's going on around them right now. And our scripture for this is coming out of the book of Mark. And Mark 12, verse, I think it's 17. But it's going to start before 17. Well, hold one moment. And we'll get back to the scripture shortly. I think this is Apostle Miller.
Yes, sir. Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, it is good. We had lots of rain, lots of water flushed out. Cleansed. It was cleansing. The cleansing of the earth took place. And that was a good thing. A lot of people didn't like it, but the earth needed it, and we humans needed it to bring some release. So when it gets hot this summer, we won't be whimping and whining and crying about drought. I was just introducing the topic for today, and it's come out of Mark chapter 12. It's really verse 17, but let's read up to that. Let's start at verse 15. And this is Jesus talking. Now he was asking Jesus a question. Shall we give or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said unto them, why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it. And he said unto them, whose is this image and subscription? And they said unto him, Caesar. And Jesus answered and said unto them, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God. And they marveled at him. Then came unto him the Sadducees, which say there is no resurrection. And they answer him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if a man's brother die and leave his wife behind and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. I went that far so that you get some context as to what was going on and why Jesus answered the way he did. It appears that they were trying to trip him up and get him to say something so that they could come back on him. And this was put in my spirit earlier today, that what's happening what's happening in the legal system in the United States today, we need to see what is the world would say. What would Jesus say about if he was here? And that scripture was coming to me, give unto Caesar the Caesar, and give unto God that's God. Well, what it is belongs to him. I'm paraphrasing for the sake of time. Excuse me. The allergy, this is allergy season for some of us. And whenever I looked at it that way, I gained an in-depth understanding of what was going on and what's going on and why some people are behaving the way they're behaving. And it was so enlightened till I was at peace. And I understand the dynamics of what's worked, what's being worked out in the earth realm. It's not about man. This is about those spirits. And the spirits are trying to, they operate through humans as well. And they are trying to show the Creator that they have power and authority, even though the Son, the beloved Son of the Creator, he told us, he said, that he destroyed the works of the devil and that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, and listen at this, and then listen at what went on today and other days. And I don't, when I look at the news, I look at it to see where God is in all of this and how he is working things out. And whenever I look at it that way, I find comfort. I find comfort in the words. And that word is still applicable and still powerful, just as when Jesus spoke it a couple thousand years ago. Now, so tonight, as we look at this and we have our discussion, hopefully those who are listening, those who hear, they can go to that Bible and they see we're not, as we used to say, down, well, I'm about back down home. We used to say, Whistling Dixie. We're not just Whistling Dixie. We are basing our position that we are taking on Scripture. Scripture. And the Scripture says that during this time, we will be dealing with these types of situations, circumstances. And we who are the chosen one, the chosen one now, not the called one. We've been called and we have remained faithful. And as a result of that, we were chosen for a time as this. And whenever you go back in Scripture, you can see how the Son, he cleansed the temple and he was thoroughly committed to the law, to the law. And now here we are now dealing with situation that is based on the law. Again, what does the law say? And when we begin to look at things that way, you look at what does man law say? What does the Creator law say? Where did the man law come from? There could not have been a government if it had not been for the Creator. So, you know, when we look at all of this, we can be at peace. At least I can. And I can sit with other people and help them to understand and see where the peace is in all of this. It's no big deal whenever you are walking in the Word. So that's sort of the background, what was coming, what was placed in my spirit earlier today and this afternoon about what is happening now and about give unto Caesar that belongs to Caesar. Give unto God that belongs to God. And our Lord and Savior was clear. What did he do? He asked him to bring him a penny. And he clearly, these are Caesar's laws. So you must abide by Caesar's laws. And these are the laws from the Creator, from the Father. We must abide by those laws, which are found in the Scripture. And the laws, when we look at the laws in the Scripture, look at man's laws, a lot of it comes from the Scripture. So, saying all that to say, let us begin our discussion by looking at what the Word says. And there are other places in the Scripture that speaks to it as well. But that was the one, Mark 12:17, was the one that the Holy Spirit spoke to me through. So, good evening. I see we have the Apostle of Love has joined, the Apostle of Already and the Apostle of Now.
Well, grace and peace, grace and peace. Good afternoon. Hope everybody's doing supernaturally wonderful.
Now you have arrived. Now that you have arrived, yes, we are supernaturally wonderful. Because we know you have a perspective that can bring peace to the hearers.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank God we all carry that anointing.
So, what has the Holy Spirit said to you?
Well, this past Sunday, when I was ministering, he gave me the subject, see that you be not troubled. That you be not troubled. That was our message on last Sunday. And one of the scriptures was Mark 4:18-19, the cares of the world. And he gave me, he says, see, that means to pay attention to, take heed to, or have a role to play in. So when he says, see that you be not troubled, it's on me to see to it that I don't allow the cares of the distraction of this age, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, all these things to enter in and to trouble me. And he said, trouble is that which strikes one's spirit with fear and dread. It stirs up strife and contention, and it plagues one's mind with negative suggestions. So he was saying, see to it that you be not troubled about the things that are happening upon the earth. He has already told us through his word that they would come, they would happen. He told us to be of good cheer, but he have already overcome the world. And I think sometimes, Apostle Armstrong, we have this idea that once we're born again and filled with God's precious spirit and we're walking in love, that everything is just going to go amazing all the time. Well, Jesus showed us when he was here on earth in his ministry that was not so. He was perfection. It said Mark's the perfect man. Well, they're talking about Jesus because there's no human person that's a perfect man. So when it says Mark's the perfect man, it means Mark, see how he did, how he handled, and all of the situations and the things that are happening on the earth now, they have different names, but that same thing was going on in his ministry. And he saw to it that he did not let any of those things pull him aside from his assignment. He knew why he came. And see, when we know why we're here, when we know our purpose, when we know our identity in Christ, when we understand that this world system is not from the kingdom of God. The world system, Satan is the god of this world system. He's not the god of this earth. He's the god of this world system.
World.
And so he said for us not to be moved by these things now. That's why he's given us prayer, fasting, intercession, and that's why he's given us weapons. Because we have an enemy here in the earth. But he said, it just struck me, he says, you need to see to it. You see to it. You keep my words going into your eyes and your ears and your heart. Keep yourself rooted and established in my word. Because I found out that what I pay most attention to is the thing that's magnified in my life. So if I listen to, and I'm not playing ostrich. I don't have my head in the sand. I know that there are things going on, and, you know, I wish we could just tell our listening audience tonight that tonight is going to be the last night of your trouble. You turn around three times and jump up, that's it, but that's not it. It's going to be that way to the Trump sound and Jesus come and get us. But God said we are to see to it that we're not troubled, and how we do that is we set our affection on things that's above. Pay more attention to what the word says. Pay more attention to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because all men have, everybody's mouth is cut the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They could be telling the truth. They could not be telling the truth. But one thing is for sure, this word of God is infallible. There is no, it's always true. There's no falsehoods in it anywhere. Everything that God has written for our examples, for our encouragement, to show us how to live, how to obey him, it's in this word. And we need to pay more attention to this word. We've said it before. Even when we go in prayer, you don't take the problem to prayer, you take the answer.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times we spend so much time telling God what all going on like he's unaware. He is aware. He said, okay, we know what's going on. Now, what we going to do about it? What we? Because we're in partnership. So he told
that's
me, that's
right.
What he's been telling me. Just see to it, daughter, that you don't allow yourself to be troubled, full of dread, full of fear, because the enemy, that's all he wants is just a little crack, a little peephole to get in there, and he wants to make us believe that the word is not working, that God is not who he says he is, that we can't do what the word says. And we just have to keep standing and believing and trusting, keep our eyes on him, keep our affection set on the things that are above. And we got to see to it, things that come to trouble you, you got to be aware that you got to cast those things down. And, Lord, I know that the prices are high. I know that, you know, people are struggling with their mortgage and gas and even putting food on the table. But God has already faithfully told us if we would seek first his kingdom, that he would see to it that all these things would be added unto us. So when we... I think we need to focus more of our time on loving God than fighting the devil. You know, because when you spend more time focusing on the love of God, what he has already done, and how he has always been there, a shield, always been a protector, always provided for his people, and he has not changed, when we keep our eyes more on that, then we keep the devil small and God big. But if we constantly talk about the things that are going wrong and you major on those things, then you begin to magnify that over God, and it'll begin to make you get weary, to get fearful. And I'm like you, things are bad. But he told us things were going to get darker and darker in the world, but thanks be to God. We're not in the world. We're in the kingdom. We're the salt.
That's right.
We're the light. We're the answer. We're the remnant that's still loving God, worshiping God, praising God. And I think if we just see to it, the things that are said, the news, all this stuff, okay, God, I see that that's happening, but your word says so-and-so. Come back at it. Counterattack it with the word of God. And this is what I believe. This is where I'm resting my faith. This is where I'm resting my trust in you, the God that cannot lie, will not lie, the one that's the way, the truth, and the light. And just major on loving God. And when you know that you really love someone and that person is assured of your love, oh, my goodness, there's nothing you can't do. you'll just say, okay, I know this is happening, but God and I are partners. Jesus is my big brother. Everything that belongs to him, because I'm an heir. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to me. Daddy took care of Jesus. Daddy's going to take care of me. And you got to major on those things. You got to see to it that you keep yourself enveloped in the word. Just stay before the Lord and say, God, you know, you see this. And Apostle, I'm strong. I'm not painting myself up. There are some times that I hear some things, and it just breaks my heart. I just go into tears.
Mm-hmm.
I see the horror that the God's choicest possession. There's no other creature that he made that he wanted to live in or made in his image and his likeness. And the horrible things that we can do to one another, the things that we allow greed and all these things to come in our heart and do to one another. I'm not going to sit here tonight and tell you some of those things don't at times trouble me. That's why I guess he told me to see to it. And those things, you know, if you keep looking at it, it'll almost get you to a place where you just think, oh, my God, can God even do anything about this? So you have to keep yourself in the word where you keep God magnified above anything that could happen. And then he said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will
right.
give you perfect. So you got to keep your mind stayed on him. And the enemy wants to do everything he can to pull your mind off God. He wants to weary us. So what we have to do is just run back to the one that, you know, the hold the source for our life and our joy and our peace, and just keep setting our faces on God. You are the greatest. There's nothing happening that you have not already seen. You've already got the answer. How do I pray about this, Father? Because I've got power and authority. What do I pray about this so that you can actively get involved in this situation and change it? I know that if I open the door, that gives you a license to come in and get involved in this. Father, how would you have me to pray about this? And so that's basically kind of what the Lord's been sharing with me.
Well, then we have our... The already? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, God been dealing with me about the fear of the Lord, that it needs to be restored back to the body of Christ. A lot of saints done got away from the reverence and fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord don't mean you're scared of God, but you really know, acknowledge who he are and the kind of authority that goes with that. And the Lord showed me when you go in the Old Testament, God demonstrated his wrath and how he felt about sin to the people first. Then you go in the New Testament, God revealed his love to his people. It's just like a parent relationship with their child. When they child do something wrong, the Bible said a rod of correction would drive foolishness out of them. When that parent teach that child what the consequences of rebellion and disobedience to him, that child come with a reverence to them. Not so much scared of them. Now, somebody that abused their child, it's a different story.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I feared my parents. You know, believe it or not, some people have a fear of the law of the land. If, you know, if you don't do certain things, you violate certain laws, you're going to suffer or pay the consequences for it. And so not only that, but when we reverence somebody, have fear for them, it causes a restraint there. Well, when we love God, it restrains us, keep us from doing certain things. So that's from God being... revealing to me, and I've been even ministering it on the broadcast, that the fear of the Lord needs to be returned back to the church. Because now people at the point now when it come down to grace, where you know we kind of got off in the beginning with legalism, and we went from legalism to lawlessness. Now, because people feel like at first they were using legalism, what man thought, and had all these tricks and rules to people. But then they got over here in lawlessness. They done took grace and now saying, since we got grace, you can do what you want to do, and God okay with it. We have to bring banners there. And I was looking at Apostle Gwen. I agree, you know, when I went over 15 years ago, maybe when God first started dealing with me with spiritual warfare, God had to reveal to me that the adversary was real. And he had to, and he revealed to me that I had authority over him. And a lot of times, some people misinterpret, you know, we supposed to expose the adversary. We don't glorify him. And sometimes people get it mixed up. When you expose an adversary, they think you glorify him. When you go in the military, from what my children told me, when they first went in the military, they was taught that, you know, about their weapons, and they were taught about their enemy, how they supposed to behave or conduct themselves when it came down to their enemies, and they gave them tools to deal with. By like in Ephesians 6 chapter, Paul said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power which might win, wrestling with flesh and blood, but with principality, ruler, thy spirit of weakness in high places. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Paul goes tell us, he said, God don't want us to be ignorant of Satan's device. Jesus said, even before that, he said, now, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But my point is this, we have to keep balance, because I find out even when God gives a fresh word or something, I got to know how to keep balance, because if I don't let the Holy Ghost help me, I can go to the extreme, too far one way, not further enough in the other. So we have to really keep, balance. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, about the open door, and I don't hear that word a lot this year. And, you know, and I agree with that. God is open doors. But I think it's in Corinthians, if I'm not making a mistake, Paul made this statement. He said, a great and a grand door is open to me, but with many adversaries. So, again, you know, some people said new levels, and all of that. But my thing is, that's why I said we have to keep the balance, because we own this earth. You know, and the enemy is running. We need to realize the enemy is not going to stand by and allow us to just walk in a door and be successful on this earth. But on the side for crisis, the Bible says, thanks be to God, because Christ don't always cause me to triumph it. And I agree with you. We have to focus on, you know, I hear a lot of things, and I think I done mentioned this before. I don't look at the news. I don't. I mean, God revealed something to me, or somebody call and tell me, and maybe if the Lord tell me, I might, you know, look at it. But for the most of it, you know, I'd be, because I want to go back and see what the words say. We can't meditate too much on what's going contrary to what God's saying. And what I see now, a lot happening in the world, is going contrary to what is written. But I still believe what the Bible says. Christ calls us to always triumphing. I think we need to know who we are in Christ, but we also need to know that we do have an adversary, but he's defeated, even though he tried to behave like he's not defeated, but he is defeated, you know. So, but that's what God really been talking to me about. The fear of the Lord need to be restored to the body of Christ. Because a lot of people in lost, they fear, you know, because they feel like God ain't going to do nothing, you know, and this ain't going to happen, and this ain't going to happen, you know. I notice sometimes when I be driving from here to Lancaster, maybe right before Christmas, they had a police check, and it was a lot of cars on one side. They had parked. I said, oh, my goodness, wonder what they got them for. You know, the law, you know, you're supposed to have a, you know, your registration card, your insurance, and your license. But a lot of times, that law really don't affect some people till they get caught. You know what I mean? But when it comes down to that spirit realm, the moment that we violate spiritual law, another law go in effect. You might not see the manifestation this soon, but it do go in effect. But I believe with all my heart, we're living in the last of the last days, but I still believe great is he that's in us and he that's coming against us. I still believe that the faith that God gave us, we can conquer any mountain. We can endure anything. We can overcome anything, you know. So, yeah, the enemy do exist. But there, too, again, he's not greater than God. And I just pray for those in authority because I've been praying, God, we need somebody that really is standing for what God says. Because a lot of them in the government, I'm not really into politics like that, but for what I hear, a lot of them, they ain't saved. And
That's right.
If they ain't saved, now they ain't gonna talk about what God said won't do. But at the same time, we are born again believers. I really believe, and we pray, and really believe and trust God, because it's to them that believe all things are possible. And we can talk to the one that can cause the impossible to be possible.
And if we just pray
and believe God, that God will put somebody or bring somebody in the chair that gonna do what's right. I just believe that. And then too, y'all, I found out this. I don't know how God do it, but God can take evil and turn evil around to work on
his
behalf.
That's right.
You know. So there too, again, like I said, God just let me know we need to get his fear back in the body of Christ.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with that. I worked 7 years ago, I was working with young people in the street, and they had no fear. They had no fear of nothing. They had no understanding of who the Creator is and who God is. They were just out there. And to sit down and try to have a conversation with them was not easy. One thing I remember one day, my buddy, who is now ex-police chief from Indiana, he and I was out there on the corner engaging with these young people about their behavior and how they should take that and use their gift to something that won't be putting themselves at risk. Would you believe they did not want to talk to me? They wanted to talk to the police. Why? Because that's who they recognized they had power.
Mm-hmm.
That officer could take their lives. That officer could lock them up. And they carried on the conversation. Whenever I realized what was happening, I did not get upset. I understood what was happening, and I knew that my buddy was saved, and if they carried on a conversation with him long enough, they too would see what he believes in and who he follows. But there was no fear, none. And whenever you look at what's happening in the world today, it's like nobody fears God. The leaders, they themselves for God. And because of that, they don't have no fear of nothing. And and they're about doing whatever it is that they want to do. And the thing is, we who are watching, and we will be impacted by whatever they do. So if we are non-believers, then we're living in the world and of the world. If we are believers, we're in the world, but not of the world. We are part of the kingdom of God. That prayer that we start praying when we were knee-high to a grasshopper, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that's what is here in this earth realm. And that's where we are. And because of that, we can see all this stuff that's going on around us, and we can count it all joy. And the people who are looking at us, they are seeing the Christ-like figure in us. And it's up to us to open up and have that dialogue with them.
And you know,
go ahead.
This is the time. It's a lot of darkness on the earth, but it's a lot of light. But we got to allow our light to shine. How do you do that, Prophet Miller? We got to stand against and declare what God say and don't be afraid. You know,
That's right.
I hear the negative, where, you know, bills, everything going on. Yes, but guess what? God grace is increasing. God favor increasing on us. So he's going to make sure he provide for us. My thing is that I got to make sure I'm staying in alignment with God. And as Apostle McIntyre said, I think she was talking, but she said, don't be troubled. The thing about it, we as saints of God can't allow trouble to overcome us and get overwhelmed with what's that. We forget about what God says. David said, when David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David had a reason to say that. Well, when we, according to God's word, the word of God done told us that he going to always take care of his children, the righteous. David said, I was young, I never seen the righteous forsake even a seed begging for bread. Now, even if a famine come up on this earth, we as born again believers, we got God's word on that he going to take care of us. So we just need to make sure we stand in right standing with God and doing what God is telling us to do. You know, and that's
right.
What God been letting me know. And you just draw nigh to me. And that's something I'm with the help of the Lord. I'm drawing closer to God. And the more I draw closer to him, I get acquainted and I see more of what he said about me. And that's why even in the old covenant, when I go back and read, how God took care of his people. Even the 400 years the children of Israel was in Egypt, y'all, God still made a way for the children of Israel. Even though they had an enemy and they were trying to get rid of them, but God always made a way for his people. And I think even that'll let us know, okay, God's going to take care of us because God said, I tell you, I have people, the way it's looking now, I said, I don't know how you look it, but the way I see it, this is an opportunity for God to show himself strong. God told me this one time before. I said, God, why did you allow Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to go in the fire furnace? I said, why you allow Pharaoh to get so close up to Moses then? He said, so I could show who I was. You see, God, I believe sometimes God suffers some things to be. So he can show himself, I am God. I'm still the creator. You might not want to acknowledge me as creator, but I'm still the creator. God allowed those three Hebrew boys to go in that fire furnace. Now, that was an opportunity for God to show himself strong. All of this negative and the things we see contrary to what God said, we as born again believing need to take it. This is an opportunity for God to show himself strong. But God needs a voice. God needs a vessel going to stand up and say, yeah, I know what I see. But this thing is subject to change because I serve Almighty God. And God told me that the weapon will be formed, but it shall not prosper. God told
me
to overcome evil with good. God told me. And I think when we stand up and decree, and then, well, what you going to do back there? I said, I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to pull up to the gas tank. One of my automobiles, I had to put Prima in it. And one of it, I put Unleaded Plus. And I keep both of them full. Why? Because I believe and trust God. And guess what? God been preparing us. Some saints is going around here, mummy, complaining about what's happening on the earth. Do they not know? For the last, all these years, God been preparing us for this day. If people listen at the message that been going through, if they've been letting the Holy Spirit lead them, God been preparing us. And in Daniel, the seventh chapter, I believe it's the seventh chapter, if I'm not making a mistake, it said that the enemy going to try to wear out the saints. He going to change the law. Y'all, we right there. The enemy trying to wear the saints out. Now, it's Apostle McIntyre you said, if you sitting around dwelling on all this negative stuff, it's going to wear you out. You're going to get overwhelmed. You're going to get frustrated.
Uh-huh.
If you ain't catching, you'll catch away your confidence.
Satan.
He'll do that. He'll have you cast away your confidence if you allow him. But the stage is set. The opportunity is here. Now, what we going to say is we going to open our mouth and declare what God said about the situation, or we going to come in agreement
or
conform with what we see. We ain't going to see the manifestation like that.
He ain't got here yet. Okay,
we got to stand on what God wants to say. So that's what God is showing me. Yeah, what I see some stuff on the earth, but I'm declaring when I hear him say, I said, no, that ain't going to be, because God, in the name of Jesus, I bind that. I forbid that. I plead the blood of Jesus again. I mean, that's the way I talk, because the Holy Spirit let me know. We have life and death in the power of our tongue, but
you
can get ensnared by man.
Yes.
Go on. I was just agreeing
Sir?
With you. I was just agreeing with you. Because
again, like I said, when it come down to we fear God, because we fear God because His great power as the Creator of all things and all people. And see, even just like with Jonah, the first chapter, the Bible said God allowed a great wind to come and begin to cause the ship to go backwards and forth, what they were seeing. But then they begin to cast lot to see, to try to find out. In them days, that's what they did. Make a long story short, Jonah even told them, he said, I'm the one caused this great wind to do what it's doing. And they decide to throw Jonah over. But the Bible said, but they fear. And see, there too again, when you go back in the Old Testament and you look at it, like I said, they saw God in great power. They saw God move in a way that caused them with a holy reverent fear of God, that honored him for who he was. And I think the stage is set for us to see as well. I really believe that. I believe the stage is set for all the world to see. Y'all, it is a God, and he's still reigning. And he still got the last say-so. I really believe the stage is set for that, you know, because I don't know about nobody else, but he said he'll supply all my needs. Well, I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to stand on that. God said he will supply all our needs. But there too, again, if anything, the saints need to be opening up their mouth, stay out of offenses, stay out of unforgiveness. I mean, stay away from offenses. Stay away from all of this stuff that's going to cause glitter and cause you to cast away your confidence in God, cause you to lose confidence. You know, we got, as Gwen said, we got to make sure that we focus on what God says. Because it's so easy to get your mind on what people are saying or what the devil is doing. And it's sad. People can tell you more what the devil is doing than they can God. What God saying, I don't know, but the next, out of nature of the mouth, where they can tell you what the devil is doing. I wonder why. We supposed to be magnifying the Lord.
Yes.
And even like the Lord told me one semester about the fear of the Lord. He said, and y'all act like when Jesus walked earth, Jesus didn't experience no difference. Yes, he did. But Jesus knew how to stay above it all. He spent time with the Father. And when he came out through prayer, when Jesus came out, he operated in a great degree of discernment. He operated in wisdom. And everything was upside down. He turned it right side up. That's what Jesus did. And he did it so when the day, now the opportunity is here. What we doing with it? Is we turning things upside down, right up? That's what we supposed to be doing. So I really believe the opportunity is here. It's presenting itself for us to, as born again believers, decree and declare. Because I believe families is coming to God like never before. I believe people getting saved like never before. I believe children, prodigal sons is coming home. Yeah, I really believe that. I really believe it's more people getting saved than what people think. I'm about like when the servant told when Elijah, he said, we're surrounded by the whoever the army was. They were surrounded by him. And his servant got highly upset. He run in there. He said, Master, you see, Elijah said, do you not know it's more with us than it is them?
Yeah.
And he began to pray. He said, God, open up my servant's eyes so he can see. When God opened his eyes. And I pray that God will open up the saints' eyes in this hour to see what you see contrary and seem like it's getting the best. No, it's more with us than what's coming against us. And when our spiritual eyes come open to see that, it makes a difference. So I know sometimes it can look kind of, you know, but there too, God, what you say? I'm learning to say, God, what are you saying to me in this hour?
Mm-hmm.
God, what you want me to do? You know, and I even pray, God, help me not to get my eyes on people.
Amen.
I said, God, help me to stay focused. It's a lot of things that are happening. It's attracting a lot of people now. Y'all, we got to stay focused. He said, many going to depart from the faith. We got a lot of things departed from the faith. We got a lot of being seduced by the devil. But guess what? The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul of salvation with fear and trembling. It's on us now. We got everything we need to stand up. Apostle, as she said, God, what you said, God tell you about the trouble? Don't be troubled.
Yeah, see to it. He said, see to it that you be not troubled.
See that? So that means it's something you got to do, right?
Yep. That's what he said.
And that's with all of us. God done told us what to do when things happen like they happen tonight. The thing about it, do we truly believe and trust what he said and what he told us to do? Put on the whole armor of God. You ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. Why you walking around here getting mad with one another? I have opportunities a lot of time to get mad with people. Some people might, I don't do that. Because I know it ain't nothing but the enemy. The enemy is targeting our faith. When we get in trouble, when adversity comes, don't you know the devil is targeting your faith? Because he know without faith, it's impossible to please God without faith.
Please God, that's right.
That's right. Yes.
He don't want us to operate. He don't want our faith to be effective. So he's going to target our faith. That's why he bringing all this, these things to detract us and all of that. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm not only reading this word, and some people read the word, but the thing about it, do you apply this word? When opposition show up, when trouble show up, what do with the word you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can read the Bible. Anybody can quote scripture. But guess
That's
what?
Right.
When trouble comes your way, if you don't take this word and apply it to your situation, apply it to your emotion, it ain't going to help you.
That's right.
If I go to the free trader and I ain't got no food, if I say, Lord, hold me, I ain't got no food. But if I go there and say, Father, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You said you supply all of my needs. I call
all
for food in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God today. I went out today with somebody, and we went somewhere. And everything that I was saying, I said, well, God, I need to go to the grocery store, pick up some items. They went and bought me bucks of food. I didn't even ask them. I said, well, now, Lord, you told me to go visit the sick today. And on my way, I'm coming from the sick. You had somebody to buy me bucks of food. But see, my thing is, all we got to really do is stay focused on God. Walk in obedience. Do what God told you to do. He's going to take care of you. And if you take your eyes off of God and start looking at your circumstance and start telling myself, oh me, I ain't got no money to do this, and I ain't got no money to do this, and you calling God a lot.
Yes.
He said, I will supply all of your needs. He told her, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let me hush up somebody else to say something. I get excited.
You're doing great.
If the Holy Spirit is leading you, you don't have to stop. That's what this is all about.
Okay. Okay, but I'm serious. We at that time, I hear the Holy Spirit say, these are opportunities for me to show myself strong in. If the three Hebrew boys wouldn't have had the opportunity to go in the fire front, then people wouldn't have looked on and begin to have a reverent fear for God. If God wouldn't allow Daniel to go in the den with them lions, guess what? See, when God wouldn't have had an opportunity to show himself strong.
That's
whatever,
right.
And I sense this strong in my spirit. Somebody, you going through something right now. It's somebody worrying about their children. It's somebody dealing with finance difficulty. It's somebody afraid of what's going on in the White House. These are opportunities for God to show himself strong on your behalf. But God needs you to stand up and begin to decree, Father, you said no weapon formed against me. Father, I thank you that it is your will for my prodigal son, whoever he ain't saved. You told me to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus. My whole household would be saved. Father,
yes.
You told me you not slack concerning your promise. So now, first forgive me if I done did so wrong to own the door to the enemy. Now, Father, I'm asking you to come in and show yourself strong. God,
yes.
I believe. You might not don't know the scripture, and you might not can't pray like some of the mature saints have been saved. But all you got to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, help me.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep saying, God, help me. He will help me.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says, if you humble yourself, even if you don't know what to do. The Father, I don't know what to do. All the stuff that and God, I probably call someone. But Lord, I need help. I need a way for my escape. The Bible declares that God would not allow us to be tempted above that we able to bear. But God
that's
is faithful with the temptation. That's something that God won't put no more you can bear. That's not scripture. He said he would not allow us to be tempted above that we able to bear, but he would make a way for our escape. When I find myself want to get over with, I begin to praise God. I begin to say, Father, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what to do right now. But God, I know you know.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I know you know in the way that I should go. So God, I'm going to trust you. And I begin to speak to this term. I said, no, I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I'm going to trust you, God. See, some people believe God can, but they don't trust he'll do it. It's a difference. The devil believes us a God and he trembles. So we have to trust it. Trust it. Say, okay, God, you're going to do this. I'm just going to stand away and I'm going to praise you. Soon that little spirit of discouragement try to come up past it. Father, I just thank you for making a way. God, I thank you for putting food on the table. I thank you, God, for strengthening me. I thank you, God, for giving me sleep. God, see, you got to open your mouth.
Yes.
When we begin to open up our mouth, I don't know about y'all, but when I begin to speak to me, when the spirit of discouragement, if I begin to speak and say what the word says, I sense strength coming. And sooner or later, the spirit of discouragement, it'll be good news.
It goes away. That's right.
That's what it is.
Absolutely
and I'm
right.
telling you. All these are opportunity time for God to show himself strong. Let him do it. And the way you do it, say what God's word says. Say what God's word says. Prophet Miller, I don't know what he said. Well, baby, get in the word. It's time to find out what he says. And I'm telling you, if you don't know nothing, but Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He will help you.
You're right. And a lot of those people that are saying that, they walk around with a smartphone, and anytime they have a question, they go to their smartphone and ask it. And they Google it, and then they depend on it. Like you do the same thing with the word.
That's right.
Bible Gateway
is
great on that.
Mm-hmm.
They ask the question, and Bible Gateway will come up, and then there's other ones that comes up as well.
That's right.
Where, and you got different versions of the Bible, King James, New King James, and all of that.
Up.
Right there at their fingertips.
Right there.
I know.
Right there.
I know
it'll
for a fact. Because I've done it. And, you know, the scripture come to me and I can't figure out the chapter and verse. I speak it into the phone or into my computer. And it pulls it up, chapter and verse. And I go from there. So we don't have any reason to be sitting around talking about wars me anymore. We can read. Our
That's
ancestors
right.
couldn't read, and they didn't sit around talking about wars me. They understood
mm-hmm.
the power of the Spirit, and they walked in that
they
power
did.
And authority that
they
had. And that's
they
how
it.
They were able to overcome. But now
we're right,
so victim to least little stuff comes, and we, we start moaning and groaning and complaining, as opposed to standing on the word. Like he told
that's
me,
you
when
know
you've done all you know to do, stand.
Well, you know, Pastor, they used to make up songs. They would. I remember my grandmom and my mom. I don't care what went on. They quoted St. John. I know. Yes, St. John, the 14th chapter in the 23rd Psalm. And Mama would always
mm-hmm.
say, "God's gonna make a way." I mean,
they didn't
know some of the scriptures that we know now, but they just had to say, "God's gonna make a way. Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord is my shepherd." I mean, and guess what? Because they not only believed that scripture, but they had faith and they trusted. Guess what? God always made a way. He
That's
always
right.
made a way. I used to didn't understand. I didn't care what happened. Here come 23rd Psalm, St. John 14, and the Lord gonna make a way. The Lord
mm-hmm.
gonna make a way. I used to say, and I'm shown up. And you know what, I thank God for them too. I don't think they tried to figure out how he was going to do it. They left that up to him. I think sometimes it used to bother me before I had to learn this. I used to always be trying to figure out how God was going to make the way. And when God didn't do it the way I thought he was going to do it, Apostle, I'd get disheartened. I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. I get even mad with God. And the Lord told me one day, he said, "Ann, this is the way it works. You're supposed to believe and trust me with it, and I decide when and the how I'm going to answer your prayer."
Right.
I said, "Oh, okay." So I had to, and even sometimes now, I be tempted, y'all. I'm talking about me. Sometimes I be tempted now sometimes to try to figure out how he's going to do it.
Yep. That was my thing was I had to help God. I had to help him.
Help God.
He
I
needed
like
help. I had to come to grips with the fact that he does not need help. I just need to believe and give him thanks and praise, and then the miracles start coming.
That's
we got to get out of the way. And we be
Amen.
In the way, and even sometime now, I have to catch myself. How is he gonna do this? Well, he ain't do it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what's going on, and what was going on. I was trying to help. I was trying to figure it out. So what did that say? I doubted him be able to do it without my help.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a thing in my ear saying we have 90 seconds. Would somebody like to pray?
Go ahead, Prophet. You're on roll. Take us on out.
Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing enlightening and understanding, encouraging
mm-hmm.
words. And Father, I lift up all those that have tuned into the broadcast. I take authority over the spirit of fear. And right now, God, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love,
no
power,
fear.
And a sound mind. So I rebuke and bind the spirit of fear right now that is talking to people. And not only that, Father, you said that we to believe. Father, I even come against unbelief and doubt. I rebuke and bind the spirit of doubt and unbelief. You told us to them that believe all things are possible. Now, Father, some of us, we don't know what to do or how to change things when it comes down to the government. But, Father, we pray in asking you to intervene in what's happening in the White House. We're asking you, Father, to uproot those that you have not that you don't want to be there, and replace them with godly people. Father, only you can uproot one and replace them with the right person. And you said, Jesus said, henceforth, you ask me nothing, but whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. So we asking you, Father, to release the war angels, do what on our behalf. We asking you to intercept and overthrow. And Father, open up our eyes in this hour in time to let us know that the greater one is on the inside of us.
Inside
and you gave
us
the faith that we can overcome and conquer anything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you all. And may the peace of Shalom be with you all.
Yes.
And even those of you who are listening. And until next
Long
Friday.
Shalom.
Yes. Shalom, shalom. Till next Friday, 6:30.
Amen.
Come and share in the blessing. All right.